The north of England may have many interesting dialects, although some people have no idea about the differences. If someone from the south, if southerners, saw an episode of Emmerdale on television, they might think we were all actors come from Yorkshire. After all, that's where the programme comes from. But it's not the case, at least three come from Lancashire. The production company looks for actors who sound northern, and maybe they think that with luck, no one will notice. Apparently, Lancashire folk make excellent singers, and I don't, because their accent is musical. I have to say, it wouldn't take many fingers to count how many good singers I know. Accents have changed a lot over time, but when I was little, I was sitting on the chair doing nothing. My father would say, "Oh God, sir, hang on, stir this cell and put kettle on," that's it, when I work it out. If I moaned I hadn't grown enough, I would be told to put horse muck in my boots. So there's no expressions have disappeared, along with those old houses, mills and factories that have been pulled down and turned to flats or car parks. Perhaps the television has brought some problems, but we used to listen to accents from every corner of the world. The really broad ones are rare. We are moving round more as well. 80 years ago, most people would stay in the same place all their lives, but now that isn't unusual to change job and houses several times. Travel is cheap too. Many years ago, it took months and months of saving to pay for holidays, but nowadays it costs buttons to go quite long distances, which might be a curse for those of us who like to stay at home. You only have to look at holiday adverts to see that purses may be deeper to afford the prices. Given choice, some people might want to get rid of their accents. They think it's lovely. It counts against them when they're facing job interviews, and somehow not quite nice. But most of us are proud of our accents, and we don't want them to disappear, leaving everyone to speak exactly the same.